KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:05, we have a fair to partly cloudy sky here in Atlantic, and it's 40 degrees at the Nishna Valley's official weather station. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. KJAN News is brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. In the news, police in Stewart say they arrested a man on burglary and assault charges following an incident that took place on Thursday. Authorities said around 2:46 p.m., Stewart police were dispatched to the 400 block of Northeast 3rd Street on the report of a man inside of a residence with a weapon refusing to leave. A Stewart police officer arrived within minutes and spoke with the reporting party, who alleged that a male subject inside the residence had pulled a large hunting knife on him during a verbal argument and had attempted to assault him with a knife. Witnesses inside the residence during the assault corroborated the victim's allegations, and each report on the subject was still being hiding in the residence. A perimeter of the residence was established with assisting law enforcement agencies, and West Central Valley Stewart Elementary School was immediately advised of the situation. An off-duty Stewart police officer was dispatched to the school to provide security out of an abundance of caution and to help facilitate the school's dismissal due to the proximity of the house to the school. The incident appeared to be a targeted incident between two known acquaintances, and at no time was there information to believe the public was in any specific danger. Arrest warrants were obtained for the alleged suspect, 43-year-old Clinton Lewis Castile Jr. of Stewart, and a search warrant was obtained for the residence in the 400 block of Northeast 3rd Street. The Iowa State Patrol tactical team and an Iowa State Patrol negotiator were requested and responded to the incident. Throughout the night, officers made numerous attempts to contact Castile and request that he exit the residence. It was later determined that Castile was not in the residence. Shortly after 1 a.m. today, Castile was apprehended at a residence in rural Adair County. In connection to the incident, he was charged with burglary in the first degree and assault while displaying a dangerous weapon. Castile was booked into the Guthrie County Jail. The Adair and Guthrie County Sheriff's Offices, the Iowa State Patrol, and Panora Police Department all assisted during the incident. This is an ongoing investigation, authorities say, and additional charges may be filed. Well, organizers with a Festival of Trees report the long-standing tradition is returning to Cass County this holiday season. The multi-day event, sponsored by the Cass County Unit of the American Cancer Society, is set for December 2nd through the 5th this year and will again be held at the Catholic Parish Center in Atlantic at 105 West 5th Street. Canceled last year due to the pandemic, co-chairs Debbie Schuler and Vicki Nordskog say they're looking forward to welcoming back decorators and visitors alike when the doors open on Thursday, December 2nd at 10 a.m. The last event, held in 2019, featured 52 trees decorated in a variety of themes, as well as 10 other holiday-themed displays, such as a tribute to 100 years of women's voting rights, a sleigh collection in all sizes and varieties, and an operational Christmas train and village display. In addition to helping spread holiday cheer, the festival serves as a fundraiser to benefit the American Cancer Society. Admission to the festival is your free will donation. Raffle tickets are also sold for attendees to win a chance at a variety of seasonal, home, and gift items. A special feature for this year's raffle is a quilt, handmade by local youth Paige Beyer, in addition to donated items such as wreaths, gift baskets, and more. New this year, a separate raffle is being held for a vintage life-size mechanical Santa. This Santa, most recently housed at the now-closed Coca-Cola Museum in downtown Atlantic, has graced many downtown windows as early as the 1950s. The raffle kicked off at the 2021 Coca-Cola Day celebration in Atlantic, and Santa has been traveling to storefronts around the downtown ever since. Tickets for this unique raffle can be purchased at any time prior to the drawing on December 5th, either at Santa's current downtown location, the Atlantic Chamber, or Festival of Trees, where he will be on display. The festival organizers say they're still accepting entries for a display at the 2021 Festival of Trees. Any individual, group, business, or organization interested in contributing to a tree, or a tree that is, or a display for this year's Festival of Trees should contact Deb Schuler or Vicki Nordskog at the email addresses provided in the same story on KJAN.com news page. And that is for more information. All displays must be pre-registered by November 12th so the committee can assign spaces in the floor plan, that is. No drop-ins will be able to be accommodated. The dates to set up a tree for display are Tuesday, November 30th, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Wednesday, December 1st, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Light refreshments will be provided during the decorating. The trees and displays will then be open to the public for viewing on Thursday, December 2nd through Sunday, December 5th. And a teardown of the displays will be on Sunday, December 5th, beginning at 3 p.m. For those interested in attending the Festival of Trees, currently planned hours for the visitors are on Thursday, December 2nd, from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m., Friday, December 3rd, from 10 a.m. to 6:30 p.m., Saturday, December 4th, from 10 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., and from Sunday, December 5th, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Well, the Cass County Community Foundation announced yesterday they have awarded $33,200 to Cass County nonprofit organizations and community projects during their fall 2021 grant cycle. Including the most recent grants, the Cass County Community Foundation has distributed over $2.4 million in grants and scholarships to over the last 23 years. Some of the organizations that received grants include Iowa Jobs for America's Graduates, or IJAG, $3,000 for Career Pathways for Underserved Youth. The Shift ATL nonprofit organization in Atlantic received $2,000 from Cass County Community Foundation for the Telegraph Community Building mural. Also, Arise, the Atlantic Rock Island Society Enterprise, received $2,690 for tables for the Rock Island Depot. You can see all the grant recipients listed in this same story on our news page at KJAN.com. And for the Audubon County Community Foundation as well, which awarded $50,400 to Audubon County nonprofit organizations and community projects during its fall 2021 grant cycle. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News. KJAN News brought to you by ASI Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796.